Hi, this is Millie, and welcome to the Escaping Narcissistic Mothers podcast, where you'll find the validation and love you've been looking for. I can help you navigate the difficult waters of going no contact. Please follow me on Instagram at Escaping Narcissistic Mothers, all one word. Hello, everybody. I hope you're having a good day and a good week and a good month of December so far. I know that the holidays are the toughest time of the year. I want to shout out to those who have donated to my Buy Me a Coffee. Thank you so much. And if my podcast is helpful, the link is in the description. So you probably have noticed my voice sounds a little weird. After almost 4 years of not ever getting COVID, I got COVID. That's what happens when you go to work, right? When you're out with people. All I'm going to say is if someone in your household has COVID and you start having symptoms, don't go to work, please, because that's how I got it, from someone who assumed that they did not have it, even though someone they lived with had it, and they assumed they didn't have it. How do you assume that? You assume you have it, and you don't go to work. It's been a massacre in my job. Everybody has gotten COVID. I don't want to go into detail. But anyway, so I have COVID. And actually, this is what inspired this podcast. It's been a while since I've done a podcast about this. And also someone in my Facebook group, if you're interested in my private Facebook group, it's private. So nobody that is friends with you on Facebook can see your posts. The link is also in the description. Please answer the questions when you go to join. Okay? I have a fantastic moderator. She's been doing a fantastic job for me, letting people in and you know, filtering things out. So we need to know the answer to the questions just to make sure. You know, we try to make it safe. If I see any comment or anything that is inappropriate, or I think, oh, this is a troll, they get booted out, no questions asked. So it is a safe place. Anyway, the question of chronic illnesses and autoimmune disorders with people that have been raised by narcissistic mothers or in a dysfunctional situation, in a toxic situation. It is not only common, but almost every single one of us has an autoimmune disorder or a chronic disease, like chronic stomach problems. That's probably the most common, me included. Chronic migraines and different autoimmune disorders. I have Graves' disease, which is the opposite, and I hate to say it, but most people have heard of Hashimoto's. Graves is the one where the thyroid is hyperactive, but it is caused by an autoimmune disease. It's my own body is fighting my thyroid or making it work hard. If you know Wendy Williams, ever wondered why her eyes bulge out, it's because of Graves. Graves can cause that in people. I've been very lucky that Graves did not make my eyes bulge, but if I have another bout with it, you know, it's been in remission for almost a year now. I've officially been in remission, but it goes back, I don't, you know, there's always that chance. They say that it's highly unlikely if you don't, at first it doesn't happen. But people, you know, there's commercials on TV now. This wasn't a known thing, but there are commercials about Linzess? There's a treatment for it, for the bulging eyes, caused by, Graves' disease. Anyway, you guys could probably give me a laundry list of chronic illnesses that you suffer from. And yes, it's common. It's common, and there is a reason behind it. A lot of therapists will ask, if you go to therapy and tell them, you know, I was raised by a very strict mom, or you start telling them, let's say you don't even know that they're a narcissist, right? So you start saying, I have issues with my mother. Growing up, this happened, and that happened, and you tell them your story. If they're a good therapist, they might ask you something like, do you have any physical symptoms? You know, do you have physical things going on? Autoimmune disorders or, you know, and a lot of people will say, yeah. I mean, I've asked this question on my Instagram page, and sometimes I feel terrible because some people, it's like the list is ongoing. MS, fibromyalgia, and on and on and on and on. Usually the thyroid's involved for some reason. A lot of people have thyroid issues. You know, alopecia. Like I said before, stomach issues, migraines. The list is never ending. And a lot of times, we have issues that, and this is something that the person who posted in my group mentioned, that we have diseases that are normally genetic, yet no one in the family has it. And that is my case. Graves is normally a genetic disease. But as far as I know, and I have to say that, as far as I know, no one in my family has Graves disease. Although, I will say this much. When I was diagnosed in late 2019, I remember thinking of my father and how his hands always shook and that he always complained of joint pains. And, you know, it's stuff that you think of older people, right? But I think to myself, did my dad have Graves' disease that really he didn't go to the doctor to check out? So it's possible that it is genetic for me, but things were hidden. Okay. Actually, my dad apparently, I've talked about this. I'm not going to go, you know, too much in detail, but he lost a lot of weight to the point where he was unrecognizable. And my daughter wanted me to call him. So I called him on speaker so she could hear his reaction, which was not good. And he was very passive aggressive. He said, I'm fine now. So something was wrong with him. And I would have at least liked to have known if there is something I need to worry about. But, you know, ignorance is bliss. If there is something genetic that I should worry about, maybe I shouldn't worry about it. If it happens to me, it happens. And if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. And I will never know, right? As I've gotten older, I've realized that expression of ignorance is bliss is more true than a lot of other expressions. And the reason that you can have a really good, for example, because I love this myself, a very good tarot card reader, but you're never going to have a psychic. No one can see into the future. And I guarantee you that. Why? Because if they could, people would be so scared. Right? Imagine that someone told you years before you realized your mother was a narcissist that your mother was a narcissist. You know, that's not how life works. And I'm sorry if any of you listening are psychics. I just don't think that you have, that anyone really has the capability of looking into the future. Not with great detail. I think in general terms, you can kind of say certain things, but with specifics, it's impossible. We can't live that way. We can't live knowing what's going to happen. And like I said, I love tarot. I have a deck of tarot cards. I'm learning the tarot deck. I throw cards for myself, and I have a reader I really like. So we're talking about someone who kind of likes this stuff, you know? But I don't think that anyone could really look into the future. All right? That's just my opinion. You know, you don't have to agree with it. That's fine. I'm not going to argue with anybody. Oh, wait. I can't. I'm on a podcast. Anyway, moving on. So, I know some of you right now might be like, oh my goodness, I didn't realize that there could be a connection between my XYZ condition and being raised by a narcissist. They're not 100% sure what the connection is, of course, right? So, and by they, I mean scientists, doctors. But I can tell you this much. A body cannot sustain being in fight or flight mode for years and years and years, having that adrenaline pumping through your brain. It does pump through your brain, through your body, consistently for, I mean, decades, right? Because we're raised by these people. So it's decades of this, right? With no break. And your body not react to this. Okay? And what happens is your autoimmune system starts to attack because something's clearly wrong, but it doesn't can't find it, right? Because our immune system is here to protect us from things like COVID, right? But I mean, obviously we're not born with antibodies to everything. We're born with zero antibodies. Actually, we're born with our mother's antibodies for a while, and then they start to give us vaccines for things. But we don't have antibodies to things at first, and then once, you know, you get vaccinated or you catch the virus and you start to build immunity to things. But that's what our immune system is for. Oh, you've already had the virus. The immune system's like, oh, we recognize this virus. We know how to combat it. And they, you know, it attacks. Now, a lot of you are going to be like, but I've had COVID 4 times, different strains. If it looks different to the body, it's not going to attack it. Or it's going to attack. But that's why you get sick. Getting sick feels awful, but it's actually your body doing its job. And the better it does it, the worse you feel at first. Of course, my husband got COVID. I'll tell you this much. This strain is very catchy. Very, very catchy, okay? The person I got it from, I wasn't even sitting that close to. I was sitting more than 6 feet away from this person. And I got it from this person. And my husband got it, of course. He could have been more careful, but I don't think there was any way to really protect him from getting it. Because I was contagious 2 days before I had symptoms. So, I don't know what I was going to say. Oh, that this one's very, very catchy. But it's not as severe. But there's a difference between the way I reacted to it and my husband did. My husband reacted with 102 fever immediately. He felt terrible the first day. And then his fever has been going down. He hasn't taken today. I think it's only day 3 for him. And he only took Advil or Tylenol once. and he's been doing better. Me, on day 4, I didn't literally think I was going to die, but I felt horrible. Mine was a slow burn. I had 101 fever on the first day. And then it went down to like 100. But then it stayed around 100 where even taking Advil or Tylenol didn't really lower it. Yeah, I think you can hear him coughing. So everyone reacts differently. And it's the same thing with autoimmune disorders. That's my point. Okay, I'm not telling you this just to tell you how our COVID was different. But our bodies react differently to things. He's very healthy. He didn't really have a traumatic childhood. I mean, he had issues. I'm not going to say he didn't. But he didn't have a narcissistic mother. Okay? And we did. Our defenses were down, literally. And if you haven't read the book, The Body Keeps Score, and I forget who the author is, but read that book. If you have autoimmune disorders or chronic diseases, read that book. Because the body remembers. They say if you have a chronic disorder that's in your head, right, like a headache, that there was trauma related to your head, and that's possible. Right? Or if it's your stomach, it may be related to food. I know with me, it makes sense that I have stomach issues. My mother would overfeed me. I was a picky eater as a child, and she force-fed me more than once. I remember clearly how she did it, and I'm not going to describe it because you guys will cry. But she force-fed me food. And so in order to not go through the trauma being force-fed, then I force-fed myself from then on. And what happens, you become an overeater. That's what happens. I've never been thin except for once in my life, and that didn't last all that long. That trauma has been with me forever. And I'm sure a lot of you can pinpoint things that have happened to you that are related to the autoimmune disorder, the chronic pain, chronic back pain. Right? Things like that. So there is a very strong correlation between emotional abuse and having chronic disorders and autoimmune disorders as an adult. Right? You've probably been one of those people that say, why do I have so many things go wrong with me? And so-and-so is the same age as I am. Because with me, things didn't start showing up until I turned 40. When I turned 40, it was like I started falling apart. I'll say 39. Because I had my appendix taken out at 39. Who gets their appendix taken out at 39? That's stories of, you know, childhood and teenagers and even early 20s. But you don't, between early 20s and death, you never hear people talk about having appendicitis. I had appendicitis at 39. Then I had another surgery a couple of years later. Actually, it's crazy. My other surgery happened weeks after I went no contact. 2-3 weeks after I went no contact, I had that other surgery for another. It's related to the digestive system. I'll leave it there. And then 2 years later, I was diagnosed with Graves' disease. And I feel like I've never quite been the same, right? I'm sure that you guys have not a similar story to mine, because everybody's story is unique, but that you can relate to it. You know, that at certain point, your body started to go cattywampus. And it's like you can't catch up to, you know, getting better from one thing and then something else goes wrong. And I'm not talking about, like, losing your vision, because that's normal, right? Everybody loses their vision, or a lot of people at 40 is when they realize, I can't really see like I used to, and they start wearing readers. But I'm talking about, like, real chronic disease, things that not everybody experiences, right? I know that fibromyalgia is a very common, I don't know if fibromyalgia is considered an autoimmune disorder or not, because it's, I know it's a nerve disorder. But yeah, I mean, I have a friend who, she grew up with a mom very similar to mine. They even have the same name. Well, they called her mom my mom's first name. So, that's what I mean by the same name. The woman's first name is actually something else, but they called her by middle. Her middle name was my mother's first name. And she has so many autoimmune disorders. It's insane. Even things I've never heard of before. And I don't know why medical stuff has always interested me. So for me to not have heard of it, it's unusual, you know? It has to be very strange. I used to love Dr. House, you know, House MD. I used to love that show. And I used to pay attention. And I know it's a TV show. Don't make fun of me. make fun of me. It's fine. I used to love that show. And I learned. Let me tell you something. It's a TV show. But a lot of the symptoms and the diseases were, it was correct. Like, they were correct. The symptoms for the disease were correct. And that, I learned a lot from that show. The one thing I had never, I mean, Graves' disease, I was diagnosed and I had seen House. I had never heard of Graves on House, except I was watching House one day randomly, and that episode, someone had Graves' disease. And I was like, look at that. They did put Graves' disease on House. I don't remember everything. Anyway, so yeah, you're not alone. Most of us, if not all of us, have chronic illnesses and autoimmune disorders and other things going on, you know, besides our emotional stress, distress and emotional issues and our trust issues and, you know, our own narcissistic traits that were passed down to us, right? The narcissistic fleas that we try not to, we try very hard to be the chain breaker, right? But we can't help it. We were raised by narcissists, so there are things that are ingrained in us that we will not be able to change. That's just the way it is. So, I am going to, for sure, I promise you, in a few days when I'm a little bit better, record an episode about Christmas. Now, to be honest, it's going to be very similar to the one about Thanksgiving, because it's the same situation. You're getting together with people that you may not want to be getting together with. So it's going to be very similar to the Christmas, to the Thanksgiving one. So if we want to get a head start, just listen to that one. You'll be fine. And I also want to talk about, in that episode, about a new method, which I don't know if I agree with it, but I think a lot of us naturally have done it. So you've heard the term gray rock to, you know, make yourself as boring as possible to the narcissist so that they leave you alone, which, again, I don't necessarily agree with using the gray rock method, because it can upset them, because to them, you're ignoring them, and it can backfire. Grade rocking should only be used in emergency situations to get out of it real quick, but it shouldn't be a long-term solution. There's something called yellow rock now, where you interact with the narcissist on a more cordial level, but you don't engage as much. You don't talk about yourself, and you try not to engage them too much. So it's a step above gray rock, right? So the narcissist doesn't get more upset. Maybe that method works. I have a feeling most of us have been using the yellow rock method naturally for a long time, where we get to the point where we're like, okay, mom, yeah, oh, really, yeah, okay. You know, that kind of thing where you're just agreeing with them so that they don't attack. I think that's what the yellow rock method is. And it's probably more effective than gray rocking. Because gray rocking is more obvious that you're ignoring them. And yellow rock, it will... They won't necessarily feel like you're ignoring them. But you're not going to give them narcissistic supply either. You're just going to agree with them very nonchalantly. Like, yeah, yeah, You know? But you, it doesn't have to be sincere. You know, why do we have to be sincere with them? We don't have to be sincere. Anyway, I'll probably go into that more for the Christmas episode. And thankfully, that's the end of the holidays. I know New Year's Eve, but New Year's Eve is usually not a family-related thing. For some people, it is. Christmas is the end of this. There's my COVID. Christmas is the end, right? The end of the holiday. The holiday season. This year, I felt so much holiday spirit. And let me tell you something. Any other year, COVID would have destroyed me in a way that I can't even describe. COVID would have taken away my joy, my holiday spirit, because look at me. It's always the same. And I know this is what I would have been thinking. Look at me. It's always me. Always around Christmas. That's why I hate Christmas. That's would have been my thinking. And I don't know if any of you feel that way or think that way. Like, oh, woe is me. I'm in the worst position. This always happens to me. It's always around the same time. I never get a break. That was my thinking. And you know what? Throughout the entire time, number one, I suffer from severe health anxiety. I don't know if any of you do too. I'm going to assume yes, because it also comes from the trauma. And I realized I had COVID when I started not feeling good and I found out my friend's husband had been diagnosed with COVID and that she was out from work. I said, oh, I have COVID. At no point did I get anxious. I did not get anxious, which for me is a miracle. It is a miracle. And then I remembered that I did EMDR for a situation that happened to me when I was 5 years old dealing with a health issue, and that it cured my health anxiety, or at least it helped it tremendously. And as a matter of fact, I'm glad I said that because I have to text my EMDR therapist. I have to tell her this because this is so huge that I haven't been anxious. I haven't been worried. I feel bad because I know that so many people in my job got sick, right? But I haven't been worried about me, like, dying, or my Christmas spirit isn't gone. I keep thinking, oh, well, I'll be better in a little while. It'll be before Christmas, before I'm better. And I'm still going to decorate my tree, even if I have to wait a little longer to decorate it now because I got sick. Because I hadn't decorated it yet. But I have a new tree this year. I'm going to decorate it. Like, it never made me feel bad. And that is a huge thing. People, healing, getting help is so important. It's not just hearing from me, which I appreciate. I know how many of you feel like, you know, how you feel about hearing my voice and listening to my podcast, but getting help, one-on-one help is so important. And I want you to do that. I want you to be in a place where I am now. I'm working and this has been okay. This hasn't ruined my Christmas. This hasn't ruined my life. I know I'm going to get better. I know everything's going to be fine. And we move on. I've never thought that way. That's not my normal thinking. But it can be, right? All right. I love you guys very much. And I hope you have a fantastic pre-Christmas time. And remember, you have permission to do only what you want to do, not what you're told to do. And I love you very, very much. And until next time.